First person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Marco Poyner, a teacher in Monterey, gives advice to all voters for all elections.
Five different views of voting will show up in the upcoming elections. 1. The narrow view of party line voting. 2. The profane view of voting for whom you think will win. 3. The gambling view, in which you hedge your bets by voting for the lesser of whom you see as two evils. 4. The drab view, no public radio listener could possibly endorse. It's not worth voting. And finally, the responsible citizen's view, in which you study the candidates and issues, then vote for what approximates your interests and beliefs. The purpose of voting is to choose and direct the leadership of our society. It is the responsibility of all citizens who have suffrage to honestly express their directives to the leadership, beginning with the voting for people who represent their desires and perspectives. Unfortunately, the bipartisan system of the United States has become an instrument of manipulation of the powerful interests represented by the two main parties. Most Americans don't vote because they're not represented by either party. It seems futile to vote if your candidate is not going to win. But the purpose of voting isn't winning. It is expression. When you don't vote, you lose. When you do vote, you do win. You win the battle of freedom to speak your mind. Vote. Look into third parties. You might find yourself there.
This program was produced by Margie Kern-Marshall and Marcy Marcus. If you have an opinion or story you'd like to share, send a 240-word piece to First Person Singular at ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.